Oh, my friends, the activities are feverish here at the Cook's Warehouse because we are out of the rut and into the kitchen. We are having so much fun. If the government found out about it, they'd tax us. It is just that entertaining, my friends. I hope you're having a great, great time. Thanks to the wonderful staff here. I call them the crew, spelled K-R-E-W-E. If you were from New Orleans, like we are, you would appreciate, well, we're not really from there, but they love us more than anywhere in the world. New Orleans is, of course, our home of record, even though we live in Atlanta. But anyway, that's a whole other story for another day. But one thing is for certain, that when we left Ann Byrne the last time, she was admiring her rusting squash. She turned the music down a little bit because I think it was harming the squash a little bit. And so now it's rested, and now she's scooping. Ann, take us away, darling.
All right. Well, we've just got this rested, lovely, relaxed squash that's cooked through, and we're adding it to our simmering chicken broth with the apples and the sautéed onions and the thyme and the curry.
I love curry. Curry is a beautiful ingredient, isn't it?
I love it, too. And you know, you can vary curry in recipes very easily by the type of curry powder you use. I don't know if a lot of people out there may realize they've got just sort of yellow, you know, McCormick's curry powder or something like that on their kitchen spice rack, and that's okay to use in this. You know, I mean, I like a lot of chefs poo-poo that and think it's not good enough. But, you know, for this type of recipe, it's fine. You're just adding a slight, mild curry flavor. But if you really want to make this more a pronounced curry flavor,
make
your own or look for a garam masala blend, you know, at Cook's Warehouse or Whole Foods or your local grocery.
Very good. I'll tell you, Ann, you are a accomplished professional in the way you shamelessly plug our sponsors. They greatly appreciate it.
Well, I don't know. I just wish we had a Cook's Warehouse in Nashville.
I'll tell you what, it really is nice.
It's fabulous. Is nice. I mean, just go in here. I could spend a whole lot of money.
You would
real
love
fast.
If you ever had a chance to meet, you know, Chef Moore. She is an amazing gal who started this concept years ago and has expanded. She is, you know, it's kind of like a great father once said, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
And you can do anything if you set your mind to it. Great
That's
words
right.
to live by.
That's right. Boy, you have an amazing ability to research and remember.
Well, you know what? When you don't have a life.
Remember better than my children.
You know, when you don't have a life, this is what you do. You study, you research. But you know what?
Great.
It's out of respect for the guests.
Well,
because
I really appreciate
you all have done something to accomplish and set yourself above the average to make it on Chef and the Fat Man. We're proud of the fact that our guests are always top line, top notch. And thanks to Esther Levine and all the great people at Workman Press and Pelican and all the ABC and CBS and Fox who contact us, let us know about celebrities that are coming to the area. We pick and choose, and this was a great selection, my friends. And now, a lot of people don't know you did, and you still have your own cake mix recipe. I mean, your own cake mix. Correct?
I do. Actually, I created that. Yeah, I wrote the Cake Mix Doctor, and I was trying to help people make a Betty Crocker, Duncan Hines cake mix taste better. And you know, that worked. But then I thought, well, you know, at some point, one of those manufacturers is going to make their cake mix better by getting rid of the artificial coloring and the flavorings, et cetera. And, you know, 3 or 4 years passed. They didn't. 3 or 4 more years passed. And I decided to put my mother's scratch recipes into formulation. So I did. And I shopped for a manufacturer who could make it for me. And a year later...
And you could sell it at a competitive price, which is always the difficulty.
Yeah, I wanted my mixes to go into the grocery store. That was always the purpose. You know, they could have gone into specialty markets, but I really wanted them to be on the grocery store shelf. So it did. It took several years to kind of get it going, but I am in public stores throughout the Southeast, and I am in Harris Teeter. That's throughout the Southeast and up East. I'm in the Shaw markets in the Boston area, Central markets in Texas.
Now, these are all natural ingredients. There are no preservatives.
Correct.
You know what? I must talk to my good friends at Whole Foods. Because this is the kind of thing that they look for.
They love it. Well, actually, the buyer loves it. They won't buy it, I'll be honest with you, because I use bleach flour in it. And the reason I use bleach flour is because bleach flour, it makes a lighter cake. And we all know that. So, I mean, the French use bleached flour in their pastries. I totally understand people's objection to, you know, unbleached. I think is great for some things. I think unbleached flour makes a great cookie. I think it makes a good bread. I think it's good for basic everyday baking. Not the type of cake that I was raised on. I was raised on more of a sponge cake, a soft, an American cake. And you cannot make that kind of cake with an unbleached flour.
How about that honesty, my friends? Isn't it refreshing?
You can't.
I was honest about the AJC. She was honest about bleach versus unbleached. I'm telling you, this is the only show you can come to where honest opinions are discussed while we're cooking.
That's
it's
right.
Beautiful, my friends. One show and one show only in the world does this. That's Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We talk, we cook, we laugh, we get a little irreverent, but at the end of the day, we give you the best of the best. And Ann Burns' new book, Ann Burns Saves the Day Cookbook. I'm telling you, Ann, this was something we referred to Peter Workman, but it's a great story. Great stories go with it. It was a, he didn't get it. He really didn't get the idea.
That was mostly for the book, What Can I Bring?
Right.
Yeah, well, I wrote that book in 2007, and it was a book about potlucks. And so that's what he didn't understand. He did not understand the concept that you would bring food to somebody else's house.
And you literally said, okay, come walk a day in my shoes.
Yeah, I did. I invited him to Nashville. He got in the car with me. We went and picked up my children at school. He went to the grocery store with me and then just came back and hung out at my house. I thought for a while I was actually going to cook him supper, but he didn't stay for that. And
he didn't bring anything, so he couldn't have stayed.
There you go.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Now, let me guess. I can envision it. See, I have telepathy. Okay, so I'm seeing you with Peter Workman. I'm seeing, wait a minute, I'm feeling pain, agony, a car that's not working. And then you got into a Volvo.
That's right. Well, my car, yes, was not working well, so I switched cars with my husband and took his car. But, you know, that's always the way. When somebody's coming to town, somebody important, usually something goes wrong in your house, like a car won't operate or whatever. But we made it through, and we did the book, What Can I Bring? And it's a really popular one. All right, so here, back to the recipe at hand. All right, I have taken that half goat cheese, half cream cheese mixture. I pressed it into a little baby mini loaf pan. I lined the pan with parchment paper, and I stuck it, because we were short on time, I stuck it in the freezer because I just wanted a quick mold. You know, it's not super perfect, but it works. And then I'm going to just unmold that onto a pretty white platter that I have lined with, where I've just sort of smeared. Smeared with pesto. And you can make your, you can make your own pesto, or you can, you know, buy it from the store already made. This is a quick appetizer. And then we're just going to put some fig preserves. I need one more little spoon. Fig preserves vary. You can get them on the grocery shelf, you know, where you buy jams and jellies. Braswell's makes a good fig preserves. Or you can kind of kick it up one bit and buy the Dalmatia brand. I know Whole Foods carries it and some other supermarkets carry it. It's over in the cheese department. And they bill it as a, or package it as a fig spread, not preserves. So it's a little darker in color, and it has the seeds in it, sort of more reminiscent of a Fig Newton.
Oh, I love Fig Newtons. Yeah. What a iconic cookie.
Yeah, I love those. I love any kind of fig bars.
But Fig Newtons?
Yeah, that's a Georgia. This is a Georgia product. So this is Braswell fig. I love it. You know, and this is so good. So you've got a nice pesto. You've got the figs. And then you actually toast pecans in brown sugar and in a skillet. In butter and brown sugar and hot sauce. And so for this recipe, I think you just want to just, you know, we've got the halves here. So just get a knife and sort of just chop them up a bit to give them some different shape. And then we're just going to crown this, you know, cheese spread with the fig preserves with, on top with these pecans.
And if you didn't get the pecan halves, they were already broken. They would be the have-nots.
I would just,
listen, I'm always looking for the serious part of culinary.
Yeah, you know, whatever works.
But this is so quick. This
is so easy.
And
it's quick.
It looks so good.
It does. And, you know, and if you want to make, I mean, it's one step better if you make it with your own, own pesto. And now my favorite new way of making pesto is to use half basil and half arugula. Because I learned years ago that if you added parsley to pesto, if you added parsley to your basil, it would keep pesto green. Okay? Because parsley has more chlorophyll in it. It's in the stems.
Thank you, doctor.
Okay, yes. And what else has more chlorophyll? Arugula. So if you add arugula and basil equal portions in your pesto recipe, you will have a bright green pesto that will stay green.
Well, my friends, whether you're making up your own cake mix or whether you're following Ann Burns recipes from Ann Burns Saves the Day Cookbook, you know that you're going to be hit at any party, any occasion, any time, because Ann Burns is there to take the worry, the hassle, the pain out of your party experiences. It's a great joy to have Ann with us. We are enjoying, we are eating, we are recipeing, we are having a ball, as we should. Chef and Batman taking it to the streets of mighty, beautiful, sophisticated East Cobb. Cook's Warehouse. That's where all the action happens, baby.